Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast, where we delve into the latest and greatest EdTech issues in the digital age. My name is Kevin Hogan. I'm Content Director for eSchool News, and I'm happy you found us today. This month, we do a deep dive into the ongoing battle against cyber threats. We explore the intersection of technology and human behavior, where the real battleground lies in preempting threats before they breach the network. I had the pleasure to speak with Rutger Todger, a longtime colleague and cyber threat expert, who underscores the importance of leveraging advanced technologies like machine learning and threat intelligence to stay one step ahead of adversaries. Yet, amidst the buzz of AI and cutting-edge defenses, Rivka reminds us of the foundational importance of sound data management and collaborative efforts across departments in order to keep networks safe. It's not just about the tech. From scrutinizing insurance policies to investing in robust threat intelligence systems, as well as fostering those cross-departmental cooperation efforts, her advice serves as a roadmap for IT leaders striving to safeguard their institutions. So buckle up, stay vigilant, and let's navigate the cyber frontier together. Have a listen. Rivka, once again, thanks so much for joining me. It's our annual cybersecurity state of play update. Always great to get your insights. So I really appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure.
Here we are at the top of the year 2024. I guess it's safe to say now that we've kind of gotten away from the pandemic or survived well, as we talk to each other, we survived the pandemic. But in general, things to be going back to whatever normal is. But it's the time of year I'm usually asking you about where we are. I know that security and cybersecurity, even during the depths of the pandemic, even during like the most daunting parts of it, that was still the number one priority for most of our readers and our listeners was, you know, the continuing attacks against their institutions on their networks. It actually got worse, as I understand it, during that time and continues to be just a number one priority for senior executives of higher institutions. Talk a little bit about your experiences and where we are right now when it comes to that never-ending battle.
It is a never-ending battle. And there are two important things happening right now and for this year in higher ed. And I'm actually working with two universities, which I can't talk about, but they're East Coast around New York. And here are the things. One, there have been some class action suits against universities because there's a lot of constituents. It's like they're their own countries, if you think about it. They have the trustees, okay, that have a fiduciary responsibility, the students, the parents, the faculty. There's a lot going on there. And one of the things that's happening now in enterprises, not just in higher ed, but it has a specific impact, is that the IT executives that are in charge of security are also potentially legally liable for breaches. Okay. This is a brand new thing. Well, it's newish. You know, it's been brewing for a couple of years. The class action suits against universities have not made it better. A lot of these folks in IT who create the access control and then monitor it had their contracts long before this happened. All of a sudden, they're reviewing, you know, insurance policies. Are you doing all this? Can we reinsure you? And if we do, and there's a breach, are we even paying your claim? And if all those things don't happen, how liable is the CTO and the CTO at a university? So there's a lot of stress here. And traditionally, the CTO inside a university is not able to secure financing and conduct cooperative things with operations people like the chief operating officer and the head of legal and the CFO. And now all of those things are coming together in a confluence. And I know this sounds like a joke, but to me, the most important thing that the head of IT could do this year in a university instead of getting another security certificate is to take an accounting 101 class. Honestly, because the way things are being audited and the way things are going, they have to understand where the threats are coming from, how they mirror like in the banking industry, you know, there's fraud inside your network, and what everyone wants to do is detect the threat before it gets in. They have to do that. And universities have other things. Look, my daughter graduated from college last year. She still has her EDU email, okay, which she will use for any discount she can get. And now she's an alum, and they want to keep in touch with her until one day she is employed long enough to be able to donate again, right?
Right. When the loans are gone, and then now you give it back to the school.
Right. And but they are not on the school network anymore. It's constantly being mixed with personal email. These are things. How can the IT person be held liable for this, for behavior that they have no control over? So frankly, there is a challenging task that does not exist in other verticals, and they need data and they need information and they need cooperation from human resources, from the dean of students, from the president, the provost, the CFO, and operations, because this is operational risk, which is defined by human behavior. Okay? Go find college students and early graduates who, you know, cut and paste auth codes for what, you know, and how they're using it. And how can somebody be responsible for everything without the authority or even the capability?
And the high flex models, right? I mean, these, the hybrid things that were established or even just kind of accelerated as a result of the pandemic that are still going to be there and students have an expectation for, just make the networks that even more exposed, right?
Yes. And, you know, that kind of thing, I think many higher ed IT directors will tell you that they've gotten a handle of. The pandemic actually sped that up. You know, how secure is your Zoom? You have to log on. You can't do it without your EDU. The professors have been taught to see if there's a stalker, because that's actually network security, you know, and they were long integrated into things like Zoom and Canvas and the other things that they use. The issues now are really behavioral and getting together to handle operational risk when they're not prepared to do this, right? And they need a big voice, and they need an advocate in the finance department, and they